Cody Blackbird sings and plays flute at the Rapid City Public Library, one of three recent performances he has given in this town. Traditional vocals and flute music are often heard in South Dakota. For even more familiarity, throw in a traditional beat, like these drums starting the song Taken Back the Chop by the Backwards Medicine Band. Cody Blackbird plays flute on this album that combines contemporary and traditional sounds.
Generation growing up where everything's, you know, electronics, texting, Twitter, Facebook. It's very important that I think we learn how to walk in a, you know, they say both roads, or being able to walk both paths, which is that contemporary and traditional, and mold them as one.
Just as Blackbird's flute fuses with electric bass beats, he says his traditional Dakota and Eastern Band Cherokee roots support him as he travels through 21st century America.
We don't call it a religion. It's more of a spirituality, but more of a way of life, a way of being, a way of walking in coexistence with you and everything around you on a day-to-day basis. It's a beautiful way. It's I think that's the best way to put it.
Blackbird says living a traditional life doesn't mean giving up amenities. Like most 24-year-olds, he carries a cell phone and uses social media. But when he sets his concert schedule, he makes room for observances.
Putting your prayer in there, putting your working in your ceremonies into your everyday schedule with yourself and your family. Scheduling trips for ceremony in summer or, you know, solstice times.
Blackbird familiarizes himself with the creation stories, the mythology that underlies most belief systems. For instance, he tells one of the many stories of how the flute came into being. It starts with a theme often found in love stories. A boy and a girl are separated, in this case by a wide rushing river that divides their two bands. The boy looks across the river and wishes he had a way of telling the girl on the other side how he feels about her.
He sat beneath this tree, and a woodpecker came and flew above the limb that was above him, and started pecking on this limb. After about, a while of this going on, this limb, it falls from the tree and it falls into this boy's lap. And it's got six holes that have been pecked through from the woodpecker.
The wind blows through the hollow limb and makes a beautiful sound, and the boy learns to control the music with his own breath.
And he writes this song, and he takes it back, and he's finally able to express his love to this girl by writing a song for her and playing it at night when everything is quiet.
Cody Blackbird travels with a variety of flutes and various pitches, all minor keys, and although they're no longer made by woodpeckers, they're still made of wood.
And now today they use all different kinds of woods, from cedar to walnut to cherry, ebony, birch, pretty much every wood is utilized in flute making.
Blackbird improvises to demonstrate techniques, and the language he uses, such as trills and staccato, compares with language to describe playing more modern instruments.
Vibrato in kind of moving the air to where you can affect the sound of the flute and what's coming out. Overblowing to where you can overblow a note to where it's a higher note or a pitch or octave above.
Cody Blackbird has won Native American Music Awards for his flute playing. The NAMIs, like Art Markets and American Indian Motion Picture Awards, are evidence of a successful separate nation with a comparatively small but thriving creative existence. The artists who walk in this world are united by the indigeneity that is central to their art.
We all get it. We all, it doesn't matter what tribe you're from. If you're from Indian country, you get it. You understand. Yeah, there's over 500 different languages and ceremonies and ways of life. But there's a unique connection in it all that kind of ties us all together.
Indian country is as much a state of mind as it is a place, but there are locations where Native people gather with greater success. Blackbird now lives in Minnesota, but he says he plans to move to Casa Grande, Arizona, in the spring. He hopes to open a native-themed restaurant as well as a recording studio and art center, immersing himself in the Southwest, where the indigenous nation has a strong economic and geographical presence. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.